USA News, I'm John Schaefer. President Biden's budget proposal for 2025 aims to reduce the federal deficit in part by increasing taxes on high-income earners. Additionally, the plan unveiled Monday outlines measures to bolster Medicare and Social Security, foster the growth of clean energy employment opportunities, and offer tax incentives for first-time homebuyers. President Biden does not support Israel's offensive moves in Gaza. USA's Corey Myers explains.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said he will push ahead with a military offensive in Rafah, despite President Joe Biden's warning that doing so would be a red line.
What's happening is he has a right to defend Israel, a right to continue to pursue Hamas, but he must pay more attention to the innocent lives being lost as a consequence of the actions taken.
Around 1.5 million displaced Palestinians are sheltering in the southern Gaza city, the vast majority experiencing catastrophic levels of hunger.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has acknowledged differences in perspective between himself and President Biden.
Look, we have our agreements on the basic goals, but we also have disagreements on how to achieve them. Ultimately, it's Israel that has to decide. Our neck is on the line.
Netanyahu's remarks Monday followed that interview in which Biden said the invasion of Rafah would cross a red line. Former President Trump expressed his belief that implementing a ban on TikTok would inadvertently strengthen Facebook.
The thing I don't like is that without TikTok, you can make Facebook bigger. And I consider Facebook to be an enemy of the people, along with a lot of the media.
During an interview with CNBC Monday morning, the probable Republican presidential candidate acknowledged both positive and negative aspects of TikTok. However, he speculated enforcing a ban could potentially lead to significant growth for Meta, Facebook's parent company. This is USA News.
You've been working hard, doing the right thing, and paying your taxes, and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you. And in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214. That's 800-778-8214.
President Biden is calling on Congress to approve the latest bipartisan border agreement. Speaking at the National League of Cities in Washington, Biden emphasized that the deal would enhance border security and save lives. He urged representatives from cities nationwide to encourage their congressional members to exhibit determination and pass the legislation. The U.S. Embassy is evacuating non-essential staff members from Haiti as gang violence grips the Caribbean nation.
The U.S. Southern Command says American military forces are assisting the operation and helping provide security at the request of the State Department. Families of diplomats and others were reportedly being airlifted out of the capital city of Port-au-Prince to safety. I'm Dave Collins.
Airbnb has announced a ban on indoor security cameras across all listings. The short-term rental platform made the declaration Monday. Previously, indoor security cameras were permitted in common areas if they were clearly disclosed on the listing page and placed in visible locations. The decision follows customer grievances and a sketch addressing the matter on Saturday Night Live. Johnsonville is recalling over 35,000 pounds of meat following several complaints regarding the presence of black rubber. The Wisconsin-based company initiated a recall of its ready-to-eat Polish kielbasa turkey sausage after receiving reports from at least two consumers regarding the presence of that foreign material. The affected product was produced on October 30th and 31st. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.